to a postcard. Happy hunting ground down the walk down the railway track, and on the left hand side was a beautiful little place with a brook running through it and a lot of trees and
I think I know where you mean. Is that out toward Blue Beach or toward Davenport Way?
Yeah, it's that way. Yeah. We used to go down there an awful lot, and it was not spoiled at all. I didn't cut a tree down or anything. And that was lovely to walk down there and back. Then we played tennis an awful lot, and we used to go on the wharf and jump off the wharf and swim from the wharf right over to the next wharf. And one time, I read myself and remember when you were off, it used to be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, his brother, Harry, and we decided we'd see if we could swim down the river quite a piece from the government wharf. We got right out in the middle and swam down just up to here or a little lower, and it was a little hard to come in because there's a very strong current right up there. The last we saw him, he was way in the distance, but he did get ashore, but we wondered if he ever would.
You must have given him quite a fright.
Well, I don't think we were frightened. I don't think we were, anyway. And my father had a rowboat, and just took charge of it and all over the river. Oh, yeah. Perhaps this seems awful dull to you, but it was lovely for us. One night we went out in this boat, and there were two fellows, and I think three or four girls there. And they came up to be quite a storm, and we were late getting back, because we had a hard time against the waves and the wind. I didn't get home until after 12 o'clock, and that was just, you know, terrible. So my mother kind of scolded me a little bit before I went to bed. But in the morning, my younger brother had told my mother a great story that he made up. That we had to walk for miles in the mud, and I did have some mud on my dress, and we made this up, you know. She believed it, and when I got downstairs to get my breakfast, I had a story ahead of me there, waiting for me to say what happened to me. he was a great guy to tell stories, you know, and make them sound very plausible. Anyway, my mother heard the truth from me and forgave me for coming so late because we couldn't get in.
I suppose being a captain's daughter, you weren't too afraid of the sea, were you?
No, but I should have been, because my mother was shipwrecked when she was a bride. You never heard about that?
No.
A long time ago, a man that went to sea with my father. My mother didn't know anything about sea or anything, because she was brought up in Victor County on a farm. So they were going over to Europe on this vessel. It was called La Gloire, La Glory, really, in English. And there came a terrible storm, and it broke the masts off, and the thing was all awash, and they took my mother and tied her right to the mast. And didn't know if they'd ever get to shore, because everything was gone. I mean, they couldn't steer it or anything. They had no sail. And anyway, there was a German steamer which began, the steam then was just a new thing when she was married. She was 21, I think, when she got married. And anyway, she lost everything she had, and so did my father. Everything, the ship was lost too. But they came along, this German steamer, and they put a rowboat down, and it came over to the ship. And when the waves were very high, and they lined up the sailors along the edge of the certain names, I don't know what they should be, but nautical terms. I don't know. Anyway, they lined them all up on this edge of the boat. That's not right either. It should be the stairs. And when the rowboat came up to the crest of the wave, they were supposed to each one jump in, you know, until I filled that boat and I took them back and then came over. But a lot of those sailors never learned to swim. It's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They didn't. A lot of them didn't swim along. And some of them, they had to push them right off. They were so frightened. But this man that wrote the episode, he was with my father. He was a young man. He was about in his teens, about 18. And he remembered it so well while he wrote this piece. And he said, my mother jumped just as if it was an everyday occasion. Didn't make any fuss about it at all. She just jumped off. Anyway, they were taken to a place called Bremen Haven. It's on the coast. Germany isn't on the coast, I don't think, is it?